This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm a pastor from Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'm a pastor of Church Online. We are an online community of faith. You can find us at churchonline.com, but we spell that a little different. We spell it CHRCH online, Church Online. We say that all that's missing is you. This morning, there's been a verse that kind of caught my attention. This was in a devotional that I read every day. And the verse a couple of days ago was Colossians 4:2. And I want to read that to you. It says, "Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving." Very simple prayer, or very simple verse, but a whole lot about prayer. The first part of this, and I want to look at the two key words, and by the way, it's earnest and vigilant. Those are the two words that really caught my attention. That first one, it says, continue earnestly in prayer. And I had to look that up because obviously, you know, we use that term, well, he's very earnest in what he says, very sincere. But if you know the scripture, you know that these words are often deeper. They have more meaning. It literally means more like steadfast. In fact, certain Bibles will say, devote yourself to prayer. It means steadfastly, earnestly, to persevere, to be constantly diligent, or to adhere closely to. So being earnest in prayer is more than just being sincere, as we think about it in the English language, but it means continuously. Again, devoting ourselves to it. For example, we hear that in Acts 2:42, very famous passage. Acts 2:42, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to breaking of bread, and to prayer. That's what the early church was about. They were just devoted to it. They gave everything they had to those things. And one of them, of course, is prayer. And then it says in Romans, and I love this one, Romans 12:10-12, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another, not lacking in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. That's the same word. Apparently, Paul writes it here. Paul writes it to Colossians. It's part of what the early church was about in Acts 2:42. They just gave themselves wholeheartedly to prayer. Now, if we think about our own prayer lives, I'd give you that challenge this morning. Would you say that you are earnest, diligent, steadfast? Are you devoted to prayer, or has it become routine? I know that we can often get into those routines of prayer, can't we? We always pray this here and that there over our meals at the beginning and end of our day. We just have these routine prayers. But is our life characterized as devoted to prayer? Like, that's what we're always about. That's the way the early church thought, and it's the way the early church followers lived. They were just completely devoted to it. The second word, as I said, was vigilant. And of course, when we think of the word vigilant in English, we think, I don't know, maybe a soldier. He's vigilant on guard duty or something like that. And we don't necessarily think about it in terms of prayer. Again, this passage said, vigilant with thanksgiving, vigilant in our prayer, but it's specifically connected to that word thanksgiving, vigilant in our thanksgiving. In other words, always continuously in prayer, devoted to prayer with all of our lives, everything that we are, and then just be absolutely vigilant in our thanksgiving. The word, again, it means awaken, to be alert, to be awakened. That's what it means to be vigilant. Jesus uses the term. He's talking about the end of times. And after he says, no one will know the day and the hour, he says, watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. And that verse, that word, the first word is the same word. Be vigilant, be watchful. Also, Matthew 26:41, watch and pray. This is in the Garden of Gethsemane. He tells his disciples, watch and pray. Be vigilant and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. Matthew 26:41. Get all of those thoughts in your mind, because of course this morning prayer is what this is all about this morning. But the attitude of prayer, it's those two words, earnest and vigilant, devoting ourselves to it, standing awake and alert as it relates to thanksgiving. Now, by the way, it's important that we know that God is not telling us to be vigilant in thanksgiving because he needs us to constantly give him thanks for, I don't know, his own affirmation. That's not who God is. No, we need thanksgiving much more than God needs us to say it. I mean, thanksgiving does something to our heart. It does something to change us. And for me to be ever watchful of that situation where I can thank God. And it's the little things, isn't it? It's the little parts of our lives. We are thankful for the home that God has blessed us with, maybe a job, maybe income, whatever it is. We are thankful and grateful for our spouse. We are thankful for our family. But those little things come in all the time, don't they? Maybe a little blessing here, a card from a friend, a word that someone says to us. And we just need to thank God continually and be ever alert for those moments of prayer.